Coggeshall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, you're with Radio City Talk. As always, don't forget, on a Friday morning, we do Sound of Merseyside. We profile some local bands that are coming through. There's some brilliant musicians and bands around in our area. Of course, there are. And one that's been trailblazing for quite a while now and is in its headline, well, it's headlining, involved in some of the headlining in some of the big festivals this summer, particularly V Festival as well, of course, is the Wombats. Let's go live over the water to Norway and talk with the drummer, Dan. Morning, Dan.
Morning. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for your company. Why are you in Norway at the moment?
Just working on some new Wombat stuff for our fourth album, which we're recording. We're going to be recording it this summer. So we're just writing, basically, and enjoying the snow as well.
Is the weather bad over there?
Yeah, it's pretty chilly. We had snow at the weekend, but it's quite nice. I think I prefer winters when it's like, you know, you actually get snow on the ground. Growing up in Liverpool, obviously, it's more kind of just grey and drizzly for most of the winter, so it makes a nice change.
So what's the inspiration for the fourth album? You've had a Guide to Love, Loss and Desperation, This Modern Glitch and Glitterbug. What's it all about now?
Well, we're sort of in the early stages of writing at the moment, so it's probably a little early to tell, but we're trying to take the music in a slightly different direction. We've bandied the word psychedelic rap quite a bit, which... we'll see whether that actually ends up, you know, appearing on the album. But at the moment, yeah, no, it's feeling exciting. It's just fun after doing, you know, three albums already. It's like to see where we can go next. And we always want to challenge ourselves and try and move forward in a different direction and find new sounds. So that's pretty much what we're doing.
Does it turn into fun, Dan, or does it become a bit more pressurised after you've had the success that you guys have had with your three albums?
I guess it's not quite doing your first album and doing your third or fourth album is definitely a little bit different, but I think there's something kind of freeing in a way. We don't need to worry too much. You know, we can just make the music we want, really, which is kind of what we've always done. But we try not to think about what people are going to say or how people are going to think and, you know, all that sort of stuff, because that can get in the way of the creative process. So we just try and make, you know, whatever makes us smile and feel good and whatever we want to say, and try and keep it as real as possible.
Are you one of those bands that locks yourself away and doesn't see daylight for months on end till the final product comes out, yourself and Murph? And
yeah, I mean, once we actually start recording the album, it's normally sort of 6 days a week, 12-hour days, and you get so in the zone, it's kind of, you don't really want to do anything else, almost. But usually, like when we were recording the second album in LA, we did 13 days in a row, and then the producer ended up just saying, guys, we need a day off tomorrow, because, you know, you lose all sort of objectiveness on what you're doing, and you do need to give your ears a break. That's important. But we get pretty locked in.
You must feel lucky as well. I mean, I mentioned at the start of the interview, we do a feature every week where we profile local bands, and the amount of talent and the quality of some of the local bands around here is unbelievable. If you look back to those earlier days, what particularly worked for you guys, Dan?
It's hard to say, really, because there's so many different factors in a band breaking through or whatever. I mean, for us, we were really lucky being in Liverpool and having so many venues to play in, and you know, we really got to like bands get to hone their craft in Liverpool in different bars, and you know, there's a good live music scene, and we had a few gigs where we were playing to literally like three people and a dog, but you know, in general, people were always really supportive, and it kind of just, it gives you that confidence to go out and play in other cities, and like, yeah, we can, you know, believe that you can really do it. I don't know. Our family and friends, that was probably the main thing for us.
That was what helped you most. Is there a venue in Liverpool that you just love as a band?
Where are we playing? We're playing in the Uni soon, because they redid all that, all the sound system and the acoustics and everything. We played there last time. That was really good. I guess for us, the O2 Academy, or the Carling as it used to be called, that was kind of... Carova. When the old Carova down on Concert Square area, we did so many gigs there, and that was where we did our first residency. And yeah, we had some amazing nights out there. Unfortunately, it's not there anymore. But
That's brilliant. That was, is it a residency? Yeah. Right. So in between doing an album this year, you're playing numerous gigs as well. You're going to tour Australia, and you've got the V Festival as well. So the Aussie tour, it's got a slightly strange name to it, hasn't it? I'm sure I saw this before.
The Australian tour,
is it somewhere you're playing? What's the first gig in Australia?
Oh, it's called Grooving in the Moo.
Grooving in the Moo. Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah, we did it about 6-7 years ago, and it's basically a regional festival. So when you normally go to Australia, you play in Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne. They're the main five that you play. Whereas this festival actually goes out into the more smaller towns like Bendigo and Townsville and Canberra, various other places, and it's so much fun. It's kind of out in farmland, and the people that come to the festival don't get many festivals passing through their local area or whatever, so people just go absolutely mental. Like when we first went there, the promoters warned us that it can get pretty feral, as they say over there. So it's really fun, and we're doing some headline shows in Australia as well. Like we're playing the Sydney Opera House, which is just the most ridiculous idea ever, that the Wombats are playing there, but there you have it. We've somehow managed to swindle our way in there.
That iconic building, you guys are headlining, and that's absolutely superb, isn't it?
We can't believe it.
What about the V Festival as well? Pink, Jay-Z and the Wombats, sounds all right.
We saw Jay-Z, and have you ever seen him? He's so good. We saw him at Glastonbury a few years back, and he was he blew us away. But V Festival's always good fun, and it's kind of like towards the end of the summer, so. And we'll be actually recording at the time, so it'll give us a nice break from recording and get to go and have a party in a field and let off a bit of steam.
Life's a party for you lot, Dan. Come on. Yeah. It's not that bad, is it? You're doing loads of this year, and you're back playing in Liverpool in June as well, which I'm sure is important to you.
Yeah, well, when we were deciding where to play for the 10-year anniversary, I guess it is, obviously we couldn't miss Liverpool off and all our friends and family and where it all began and everything. So, yeah, it's going to be a messy one, I'm sure, as it always is in Liverpool.
And is that in a little bit of a homage to the debut album, A Guide to Love, Loss and Desperation? Is there a bit of that about the gig?
Yeah, I think like most, we weren't really going to do many gigs this year because we just wanted to focus on writing, but we sort of realised, we were reminiscing and we were like, can't believe it's been 10 years since the album. And then obviously it cropped up in conversation that maybe we should do a few shows. And once our manager heard that we were thinking about it, him and our agent were like, oh yeah, Australia. Oh yeah. And got excited. So, but it's going to be fun. I mean, 10 years just passes so quickly, doesn't it? It's just like a click and here we are. It feels like yesterday really, but, it'll be nice playing some of the songs we haven't played for a while. And,
Wombats have gone to brilliant levels. So well done to yourself, Dan, and the rest of the band. And good luck for what sounds like an absolutely packed 2017.
Oh, thanks very much.
That's Dan, the drummer with the Wombats. This is Radio City Talk.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.